because we had some kind of great car fixing ministry at Gateway. It was because a group of people were serving each other naturally because they came to know each other and know each other's needs. And that's the way it ought to be. So it's a place to share. A life group is also a place to heal. Now we see that sharing in that first century church where they sold anything if someone had needs. We see people receiving physical healing in that first century church, and we also see people emotionally healing. And that's what I have in a life group. What an awesome place if you're sick to go have people pray over you. You know, we heard last week what happened when Danielle Drolette had her ladies group pray over her. Awesome things happen. Emotionally. You know, guys, there's something about us that we don't heal very well unless we talk about something. You hold it in and it just gets worse and more bitter. Let me tell you about another fella started coming to our life group back then. His name was Mac Bonnell. Lena and Gennady Dinasenko had brought him, and Mac came, and I'll be honest, we didn't like Mac very much. About 20 years before this, Mac had been some deacon in some church, and he had gone through a divorce, and the church had treated him pretty rotten, and quite honestly, he hated church, but somehow Lena had talked him into coming. Now here's how it go. Mac had come to our group, him and his wife Nicole. He'd sit there with his arms crossed. He had listened to the entire group. We'd get through, we're about ready to pray. And Mac would say, "I've got something to say." Well, it wasn't something. It'd be about 10 minutes. And Mac would just lecture us. He'd tell us what we said right, what we'd said wrong. I remember Teresa calling me one week saying, "What are we going to do about Mac? He is going to kill our group." But I watched Mac begin to change. Mac was the kind of guy, he wouldn't go to a church building. I'll never forget, about 4 months later, he showed up at our church building one Sunday morning. I said, "Mac, what are you doing here?" That's a way to greet somebody, isn't it? He said, "You know, I decided if there was a church brave enough to let me go out there and just say my piece, I ought to come try that church." Now, let me tell you this. If you were to visit the Gateway Church this Sunday morning, one of the first people to meet you in the lobby, one of the friendliest guys there, is Mac Bonnell. And Mac would meet you, and one of the first questions he'd ask you is, "Are you in a life group?" And if you said, "No, I'm not in one, what is that?" He would say, "Where do you live in town?" He'd figure out where you lived, he'd go find a life group leader from that area of town, and he'd put you together. So fired up about it. In fact, I went and preached a revival in Fort Walton one year while we were there, and Mac came over one night, and he cornered me in the foyer. He said, "Does this church have life groups?" I said, "No, Mac, they don't. Where are the elders?" 10 minutes later, I look over the corner and Mac is lecturing the elders, you know, on why they need to have life groups. God, it's a place for someone like Mac to change and to heal. And for all of us, no matter what our problem, I know some of you are scared to death. Nobody's going to force you to share. Nobody's going to, you know, put a bright light in your face. But when you get ready, and you're going through a problem or you need prayers, it can be that place where you can get it. Now third, a life group should be a place where you apply God's Word. It should be the place where Scripture is more than just a sermon. It's how I live. Now if you don't know a lot about our life groups, let me inform you this morning that what we do in our life groups is we take the Sunday morning message and we go back to discuss it Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. You notice I did not say we critique it. Okay, warn you of that. We apply it, all right?